This is Stop 5, the Marsh Overlook, designated by a split rail fence. Take a deep breath for a sensory impression of the salt marsh and pine oak forest edge. How does that air smell? Piney? Fragrant? Salty? Organic, like sulfur? How does it feel? Moist? Dry? Breezy? Calm? You are facing west toward an extensive salt marsh beyond which a flat barrier beach meets Cape Cod Bay. The lush greens and blues of the marsh in summer have faded to light browns and golds. The bay waters are gunmetal gray on overcast days or deep sapphire on sunny ones. Close to the marsh edge, dead cattails stand tall. Beyond them, salt marsh grasses have died back, exposing the tidal creeks that lace the marsh. Two wooded upland islands rise from the flat expanse. Pie Island is smaller and wedge-shaped. The larger Tri Island housed a tri works in the 18th and 19th centuries, where people rendered whale blubber into oil. A salt works operated on the hill behind you. If you stood here 200 or 300 years ago, you'd be next to an open bay instead of a marsh. Even now, at high tides after a storm or near a winter full moon, the water will flood the entire marsh and will lap at the upland edge. Do you hear wind or water today? Birds feed and shelter in the salt marsh and bay in winter, particularly brant and Canada geese, buffleheads, red-breasted mergansers, and black ducks. Listen for the black ducks. And Canada geese. Great blue herons are the only heron or egret that winter on the Cape. You might hear this guttural cry if one flies over the marsh. Crows and red-tailed hawks are year-round birds. The red-tail's kir-kir is distinctive. You'll recognize the crow's call. If you hear many crows cawing together loudly, they may be mobbing a red-tailed hawk, which will most likely ignore them. With the fence in front of you, turn toward 3 o'clock, and keeping the fence on your left, take 3 or 4 steps forward. The fence ends, and you will be facing a large pitch pine. Reach out in front of you and touch the tree. Examine the bark. This pitch pine, with its rough and deeply furrowed bark, is one of the larger and older pines on the sanctuary, more than 100 years old.
Return to marker 5. With your back to marker 5, turn toward 3 o'clock and follow the fence to the end. Turn toward 9 o'clock and find the vegetative edge of the path on your right. Walk back up the incline, keeping the grassy edge of the path on your right. At approximately 30 feet, you will feel a directional sign with 2 posts. At the sign, bear to the right, keeping the shrubby edge of the path on your right. Follow the trail for about 120 feet, at which point it bears to the right. Follow the curve for just 2 to 3 feet, then stop. Turn toward 10 o'clock and walk across the 6-foot-wide path to a split rail fence. Follow the fence until you find marker 6 on the fence, then press 6.